في ليل ان شاء الله تعالى يشتغل والحديث which shows conflict for those who are blind, for those who are kafir, that is believers. We have one hadith mentioned in Al-Bukhari Sharif. Actually the hadith is number 2372 in Al-Bukhari Sharif inshallah. And we're going around this hadith inshallah to clear the idea in Islam, who is what we need in this life to be knowledgeable. And the knowledge are available, but the time is not available. Therefore we need to give a time to study the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Al-hadith in Al-Bukhari, كما رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه وأرضاه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسل الله ملك الموت إلى موسى عليه السلام. الله send the ملك الموت to موسى عليه السلام. And when he sent it, they sent it, فلما جاءه صقه فسقع عينه. When ملك الموت came to موسى, ملك الموت came to موسى, موسى عليه السلام, what did he do? قال إن الله قد أرسل فسقع عينه. رواية ابن بخاري, موسى when the man came in the angel of ملك الموت came in a form of man. As it proved that Jibreel عليه السلام when he used to come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he came in the form of man, except twice he saw the Prophet saw him in the original form. So Malak al-Mawt, when he came in the form of man, came to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam punished him in his eye, فَفَقَأَ عَيْنَا. And when he punished him in his face, he busted his eye. He busted his eye. So after that, فرجع إلى ربه. ملك الموت came to his Lord, ascended to his Lord. فقال أرسلتني إلى عبد لا يريد الموت. You sent me down, O my Lord, you sent me down to a عبد, to a servant, and he doesn't like to die. He doesn't like to die. موسى عليه السلام is a human. A man came to him before your life is finished. And I came here today to take your soul. So موسى عليه السلام suddenly as a human, Bashar. You and me and everybody is Bashar. Somebody come and tell you, I'm going to take your soul right now, or you're gonna die right now. So موسى عليه السلام was going to kill you. موسى عليه السلام, and Musa, Allah give him power, you know that. Very powerful. Raised up in the house of Pharaoh. He received all the training. It's a very, and the children of Israel, they know, they fear Musa alayhi salam, because children of Israel never respect anybody except with what? Power, strong. So Musa, when he saw the man, he punched him in his eye, and he busted his eye. Right away, this is the Malak al-Mawt. He ascended to Allah, oh my Lord, he sent me down to a man who doesn't like to die. فرد الله إليه عينه. And Allah تبارك وتعالى fixed the eye again or reinstalled the eye for what? ملك الموت. ثم قال له, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى, remember the hadith in Bukhari is an authentic hadith. This hadith caused a lot of fitna for certain people, and our alhamdulillah here in Masjid Manhattan, we promised you before to say the truth and not to say except the truth, to explain the sunnah and the da'wah for all mankind. Whoever needs to learn, he comes to the Islamic da'wah center. That's why we built our masjid, inshallah, to make it a da'wah center for those who are willing and seeking the knowledge for the cause of Allah without any fabrication. And we agree together to say, not accept the truth, with evidence, clear evidence with us. And any one of you need any time, any evidence, we are available for you, inshallah ta'ala, to give you the evidence, inshallah, from the Quran, sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Allah told the Malak al-Mawt, Anybody doesn't know what miracle mouth is? Everybody knows what miracle mouth? The angel who did the fall. Okay, now. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he told the malak al-maut, oh malak al-maut, irja' ilayhi. After his eyes became light again, Allah fixed his eye again, and he told him, go down again to Musa alayhi salam, wa qul lahu, and tell him to put his hand an yada'a yadahu ala matni thawra. To put his hands on the back of us. The tower and the ox. You know the ox? The wild animal. Put your hand on the back of the ox. And Allah will give you, for every single hair under your eye, He give you 1 year. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Allah, tell him, inform Musa, that when he put his hand on the end of the hair or end of the ox, and he put his hand on the hair of the ox, Allah will give him a life for the number of each single hair on the ox. And the Malak al-Maut, he did. So when he came to Musa alayhi salam, and he told him, قَالَ ثُمَّ مَهْ ثم نه ذا رواية إن البخاري from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم meaning then what? There will be light again or will be death? موسى عليه السلام asked. فقال له ملك الموت. ملك الموت, we told him, because when he came to him the second time, Allah may give him a mark to show موسى that he is the ملك الموت. Remember in the beginning, a regular man came in a form of man like Jibreel alayhi salam when he came to Maryam. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. I seek help from Ar-Rahman, the merciful, if you fear Allah. She told me, she reminded him, if you fear Allah. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. I am a just messenger from your Lord to give you good news that you're going to have a purified or righteous a child, right son. Fine. So he came in a form of faith because Maryam alayhi salam, she was alone by herself, and she found suddenly somebody was there in a room, and she's righteous girl, and it's not normal to be with a strange man in the same, but the malak Jibreel alayhi salam, he told her the news, I am the messenger of your Lord to give you this good news. Same thing, when he came to him again, Musa alayhi salam, he told him, ثُمَّ مَادَ. What's going to happen after that? I'm going to live more, or I'm going to die? Then Malak al-Maut, he told him, ثُمَّ الْمَوْت. Then the death, he told him Musa. What Musa said, alayhi salam, qala al-an, now I need to die. Because even if you die now or later, you're going what? To die anyway. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ. Every soul of the son of Adam shall fix what? The death. And when the time came, the written time, the qadr came, everybody will die. They will never travel from this life 1 minute before or travel from this life 1 minute after. It's fixed in the ilm Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, then after that, we say yes, so, فَسَأَلُ اللَّهُ. And when Musa make like a decision, now I need to meet my Lord now. So he submits himself to Allah to accept the qadr, to accept the written for him, inshaAllah ta'ala. Then after that, Musa asked a question before he died. Musa alayhi salam asked a question. فَسَأَلُ اللَّهُ لن يدنيه من الأرض المقدسة برمية حجر. موسى عليه السلام يريد عند الله أفكي أفكيهم لغة ومتهم كوزر في الهولي لاند. هولي لاند هولي لاند في فلسطين يا الله في ذات مسجد في سوق روند هاند وفي يهود أن يقولوا في أصل بريء جت مسجد سون. وليس على الله ذلك بعزيز. الله يتطوركم إذا تستكم ذا أمة إن شاء الله ذا أقصى مسجد will come back to the believer إن شاء الله and to bring in this مسجد إن شاء الله تعالى. وأسك الله to give us this opportunity before we die. It is not in our generation to give it to our children إن شاء الله تعالى. Now Musa asked this question. He asked to Allah تبارك وتعالى to make him die closer to the Holy Land برمية حجر, like you take on one stone and you throw it at the end of the throwing stone to let it cover there. And we need to know why Musa asked this question. Why not in the Holy Land? There's another question the believer should ask. Why Musa did not ask to him to make his grave or to die inside the Holy Land? Inside the Holy Land, that's the answer we will say. But anyway, this is hadith. The Prophet, he ended the hadith, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فلو كنت ثم لأريتكم قبره إلى جام الطور تحت الكثيب الأحمر. And the Prophet, when he said this hadith, he told the companion, if I was there, look at this, if I was there, I will show you the qabr, the grave of Musa, بجانب الطريق, beside the road, تحت الكثير الأحمر. There is the red sand, before you enter the Holy Land, it is until today. Before you enter the Holy Land in Palestine, there is the big hill, small hill, from the red sand. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, before you enter the Holy Place, there is the road, and if I was there, I would show you where is the grave of Musa beside this road, under the hill of the sand, the red sand. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. How we know? That's another question we need to ask. Where is that place? Right. This hadith are authentic hadith, but it's caused conflict for those who are blind, for those who are ignorant, for those who doesn't need or take advantage against Islam and to attack Islam. But alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal yuyassir al-ilm liman shaa. Allah gives the ilm and knowledge to whom He will. That's why the best in your life to be knowledgeable, to know your deen, to protect your deen, to answer the people, to invite unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and it doesn't come by desire, it comes by the ilm, the knowledge which we have it available, the Quran and Sunnah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Now, they are confusing about that. Number one question, the disbeliever and the hypocrite and those who are ignorant from this ummah, when they attack the Islam and they make doubt for the believer to have, he said they ask a question. We need to ask a question. So what's your question? We ask them. I said, how come Musa is a human and Malak al-Maut is the angel? How come he punished him in his eye and he busted his eye? That is the question they ask. How come? What the power of a human compared to the power of angels? Why is that we don't get that to show? They want to make a doubt about the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. الله said about his messenger, him himself is a revelation, come from Allah تبارك وتعالى, supported by Allah تبارك وتعالى. Every word صلى الله عليه وسلم is true and fact, and all humanity they spend all their life to find a gap or error or mistake in the Quran and Sunnah, they never find anything. But it is a hypocrite, it is shamanism, it is attacking against Islam. Those people, they have no brain to think, they have no eyes to see, they have no ear to listen, and they don't want to give themselves قائم بصالح الإسلام. The علم is very easy. Very easy. Now, I'm going to ask you a question today. In the beginning, when the man came to Musa عليه السلام, he doesn't know that he is the angel. That's number one. Because Musa is a righteous man. Musa follow Allah تبارك وتعالى. He cannot attack what? Angel, if he knows. So the man came to him and he gave him the news that your life is in. And came here to attack your life. Because, remember, could you imagine why Malak al-Maut came with this original form? Remember, you are a human. And Musa is a human. And remember, Musa also is a human. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, sharp, you know, throw your ear, your what? Stick. And the stick became what? He became a snake. And when he saw the stick, what happened to Musa? تولى مدبرا. He escaped. And the Prophet of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, Ya Musa, he told him, خذها ولا تخف. سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. Ya Musa, take it and don't scare. We will return it back. Original form to be what in his hand again, a stick again. He's a human, subhanAllah. So that man came in the form of man to tell him about the news that Allah, he did not mention, as they say, I came here to take your soul. So when somebody, a human like you, came and they tell you, I'm came to take your soul, that means I want to tell you, what you gonna do? You tell him, I'll go ahead, kill me, take my life, here I am. No, Yaki. So what happened is, right away, because if you're human, everybody loves death, or you love to die, or you love to live. Yes, the human love to die, or to live. Live, right now. Punished him in his eye, and he busted his eye. Because Musa is a strong, and remember, the angel came in the form of man, not in a form of what? Angel. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم escaped from the mountain, from the cave, and he ran, and he followed him, the angel, Jibreel, اقرأ. He said, ما أنا بقرأ, I cannot read, اقرأ, read. ما أنا, and then what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he turned his face, and he saw Jibreel where, by his original form, sitting in the heaven. Now what happened to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? What happened? No, he fell down unconscious. أخشي علي right away. You don't tell me you are a strong, even you are a messenger, even you are a four. But later on, became normal for him, alhamdulillah, and Jibreel, when he sent his revelation for him, he came in the form of man all the time. Five. So that's number one. But, and the proof and evidence for you, when he comes in the second time, and he told him, Allah, he told you to put your hands over in the end of the earth, and you're going to have a number of years extra more than your life, right? For every single hair, Allah will give you 1 year over your age. So what did he do? He cooperate or not? Yeah. Yes, because what? Concentrate, he told them, Allah informed you to put your hand over the end of the earth, and Allah will give you extra number of years as the numbers of that hair. Bye. After that, what did he tell him? What else after that? What's going to happen? He told him this. Then Musa, what did he say? And Al. So he submits himself and he doesn't want extra years. So this is to answer those people who have no brain and an authentic story. And number two, you ask another question. If somebody who is over his age, you could have a number of years to live, or you have a 60 minutes to live, they could leave this world. Another question we need to ask Brother Haider. Is everybody his age? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the ayah, which I recite it to you, and if the death approach them, they cannot what? Die 1 minute, or die the early, or 1 minute what? After. Now, if somebody could have like an extra minute, you know Adam, alayhi salam, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Adam, what happened to He showed him all his zurriya, his offspring. Allah show Adam عليه السلام. That's the Bukhari also. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, Fath al-Bari, Tuksib in the Bukhari. Authentic hadith. When Allah created Adam, He showed him all His children and offspring. And then after that, Allah informed Adam to live how many years?
1,000 years.
So when Allah showed all His children to Adam, He found among His offspring a child. And from this child, there is a powerful life came out from him. Then he asked Allah, "Oh my Lord, who is this child?" Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, "Dawood." And then after that, Adam alayhi salam, he told, "How long he will live?" Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him, "He will live for 60 years. Then Adam alayhi salam, he knows that Allah will give him life how many years? 1,000 years. He said, "Oh my Lord, take from my life 40 years and give it to my child Adawood to make his life what? 100. Then after that, fast, the long story, at the time of the death, come to Adam alayhi salam in the age of 960 years. Then he told the Malak al-Maut, "Allah gave me a life, he forgot Adam alayhi salam. He told Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me life for 1,000. My age now is 960 years. He told him, "Ya Adam, don't you promise Allah to take from your life 40 years and give it to your child, the grandchild, Dawood? So did you forget that?" He said, "Amantu billah. I believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Adam die in the age of what? 960 years. And Dawood die in the age of what? 100 years ago." So that is to show you, it's written in ilmullah. Even if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you a for it, hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever will be beautiful to his parents, Allah will extend his age. Allah give you barakah. Bless you in your age. Bless you in your age because you are with your parents what? Beautiful. Obeying your parents. Also that it's written in ilmullah. So that it's written in ilmullah, this happened between Musa and Malak al-Maut. And Allah told the Malak al-Maut to give extra year for the age of Musa, and it's written also in ilmullah, in the knowledge of Allah, that Musa will accept more years or to accept it to die now. Written already. So yeah, this is the situation. Even if extra years over the years, it's written in ilmullah that Allah, for example, gave you 70, but you should die, for example, 65. Allah gave you this 5 years because you were as beautiful with your parents. It's written also in ilmullah that when Allah created you, you will be beautiful to your parents. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless you in your age, and you're going to die in the age of what? 70 years. As an example, I give it to you. So this is not the time. The second question we need to answer is that, how is the Prophet know that the grave of Musa was like you taking a stone and you throw it at the end of it, throwing the stone will be the grave of what? Musa alayhi salam. There is another hadith in Mi'raj when Allah asked his Lord sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with Jibreel in Burak, he found a man standing in his grave يصلي to pray to Allah, and he asked Jibreel, "Ya Jibreel, who is this man who is standing in the grave and to pray?" Jibreel told him what? "Innahu Musa yusalli qa'iman lillah." He pray and stand. So the Prophet, how he knows the grave of Musa after the Mi'raj, when Allah sent him down again with Jibreel in Burak, he found Musa standing in his grave, praying to Allah. And remember, somebody gonna tell me what happened between the Prophet and the Musa? Years! Hundreds of years! So what happened here? It'll be thousands of years. So what happened here? Remember, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, that Allah forbid the land to eat the what? The flesh of what?
Yeah.
The Anbiya. All the Anbiya, all the prophets and messengers, their body in their grave are complete. Nothing happened to them. Allah keep them the same shape, and Allah forbid the land and the worm to eat the flesh of the prophet and messenger. Therefore, he found Musa at the same form. He prayed to Allah in his grave. That's another hadith in Bukhari Sharif also, that the Prophet mentioned, inshallah ta'ala. That's to clear this idea, inshallah ta'ala.
The same
year, what is that? Not at all, yeah. They are not alive. You're talking about now when the prophet said that Allah came from the Kamrun. You need to clear this. Very important. Now when the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Musa, Allah removed the screen. Because you and me, if we pass by, can you see Musa? You cannot. But Allah removed the screen to see the soul of Musa is standing in the grave. How is the soul is? علمها عند الله تبارك وتعالى يسألونك عن الروح قل هي من أمر يا شيخ عبد الله من أمر ربي يا أبي يا محمد وتقول the روح say يا محمد it's from who from ربي nobody knows what it's for what make you in jumping and working and diet the living and jumping here and working what make me and suddenly something will be taken from your body and your body will be vanished will be dust again as a human not a prophet and not a messenger and what is that Allah تبارك وتعالى he knows about the soul of all the human beings so Allah he removed the screen to see that the same thing when Jibreel took him to Mi'raj up to certain level what's going to happen to Shaykh Abdullah no, when he saw Musa where again in the seventh place so Musa fifth level and when Musa exactly when he came back he found Musa in his grave so the one who in the grave is what the soul of Musa alayhi salam but the position for Musa in the Jannah Allah show it to him also as a clear. So Allah showed to him in the Jannah and Allah showed to him in the land as a soul because Allah he removed that green from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see like the prophet he came to the grave قَالَ هُنَا أَخَوَانُ يُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ also the hadith there is two brothers here they receive punishment in the grave you and me can we do can we see that yeah but أن أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة one of them used to go for backbiting speak about the people being good on their behalf and the other one وأما الآخر فكان لا يستنزه من بوله and the other one used to send his urine without cleaning himself without viewing himself And this is what the Prophet ﷺ, Allah showed to his messenger, the screen, Allah removed it. And remember when Jibreel took him, up to certain level, there is no oxygen, there is no oxygen, right? And you go through the seven levels of the heaven, and you see all the Jannah, you see all the people in the hellfire, and Allah showed to him, that is a special also for Muhammad ﷺ, to move, remove the screen, to see everything in reality, Allah showed his messenger in advance, before he died. So that is another question we need to answer inshaAllah ta'ala. So Musa was in his grave in the nation of Barzakh. Yeah. The Barzakh will be upgraded life more than this life. After you die, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَطَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ We remove the screen from your sight. So you see the angel, you see the souls in the grave, you see all of that as well as the Jannah, you see the hellfire, because you will be upgraded, you will remain in the Barzakh until the day of the judgment, and then Allah will resurrect all of us from the grave. All the prophets and messengers, they will be at the same form to be resurrected from their in the nation of souls also. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's why one day Fuad came to Medina and all the people they scared, it's been a scary night because the Fuad brought up the numbers of the body above the earth. So they saw a foot. They saw one foot. And the people is scared because it's haram to dig and to check for what? For the body. For the body. and the death in general. So the people scared of being the scary night, that night, and when a man who was a very old age, he said this is the fault of what? Umar ibn al-Khattab. Allah also saved it, and they found a blood of the Sahaba when they came after that, when they tried to cover all the graves of the Sahaba, they saw a number of blood that came from the graves. That to show you also blood of the Anbiya, blood the Prophet and Messenger, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, save body of awliyaullah salihin. But all of them dead. Nobody is lying. Nobody give you benefits. Nobody answer you. Nobody can help you. Who is the one who help you?
Allah
tabaraka wa ta'ala. But they are in the soul, inshaAllah. That they are dead, my brother. Kullu nafs, every soul of Adam dead. Kullu sa'ad. Innaka mayyit wa innahum mayyitun. Allah said in the Quran, verily, ya Muhammad, you die. And all of them what? Will die. Everybody will die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. We, oh, ya Muhammad, we did not give any life, eternal life, for any bashar, any human, before you, to live forever. Everybody shall taste the death, inshaAllah ta'ala. But they are not honored by Allah. Allah saved them. That means they are not alive. As some Muslim believe, they are alive, they are not alive, because Allah said, then you die, ya Muhammad, and all of them, they will die, nobody will live, even Isa ibn Maryam, the one we actually still between the death and life, Isa ibn Maryam, inshaAllah ta'ala, Allah will send him again to this life, and will live for 40 years, and after that, what's going to happen to him? Die, and to be buried where? In the land, except one who has been buried direct in the haven. Who is this? It is the Zakat Allah Khair. Allah says Surah of Maryam. Allah says Surah of Maryam. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرِيسَ. Remember in the book, ya Muhammad, so Solomon the believer.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ صُدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا.
He was a صُدِّيق and Nabi.
وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا.
We raised him to a highest level. And the Prophet saw him in the level of number 3. He saw Idris alayhi salam. Allah buried him direct. His qabr is not in the land at all. That's what Allah said in the Quran. رَبَّ اللَّهُ to teach all of us. اللَّهُمَّ تَقَبَّلْنَا وَاقْبَلْ مِنَّا وَاجْعَلْنَا أَهْلًا لِعِبَادَتِكَ. أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعَهُ. وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَارْزُقْنَا اجْتِنَابَهُ. اللَّهُمَّ تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَاجْعَلْنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. وَاقْسِمْ لَنَا بِقَاسِمَةِ السَّعَادَةِ أَجْمَعِينَ. اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنَا الْعَفَافَ وَالتُّقَى. اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنَا مَسْجِدًا فِي الْقَرِيبِ الْعَاجِلِ. اللَّهُمَّ ابْنِ لَنَا مَسْجِدًا مَنْهَاتٍ. يا الله give us the توفيق. يا الله give us the success. Ya Allah, make all of us qualified to be righteous, to be from among the believers, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah to resurrect all of us with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the anbiya, and all the siddiqeen, and all the shuhada, inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open our heart to be a good Muslim, and to die in the state of Islam, and to protect all the Muslims everywhere, ya Rabbil Alameen, and to save from the fitna, and the bid'ah, and the shaytan in this life. Jazakumullah for listening. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله. جزاكم الله خير.